Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, everybody, look up tonight because an asteroid is going to kill us all.
Yeah, it's going to be close to us, that's for sure.
It said it's the closest in history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's closer than any satellite.
Here's what's scary about this story. They didn't know this thing was coming until just a few days ago.
Yep.
Had no idea.
So it's a big old asteroid. NASA's saying that most of it will burn up. However, big chunks of meteorite can fall from the sky.
Oh, cool. Mm.
So watch out for meteorite strikes. Between that and dying birds.
Yeah.
I think this is great.
Dangerous out there.
Well, it's like a horrible movie or something, you know? Asteroids.
It's like the end of days.
Yeah. So, that's tonight sometime. It doesn't really have a time.
Now, it is going to be visible for us? Are they saying that?
No, they didn't say that.
Well, then why are we looking up to the sky?
Because I just added that for fun.
Oh.
You know.
I thought you meant that we could actually see it.
Well, I bet if you get hit by a meteorite, you do see
it. We're not going to get hit by it. I'm just saying when it streams by, are we going to see it?
But it says you could get hit by a meteorite because it's going to burn up, but there could be chunks of meteorite that fall to Earth.
Could land on your car or something.
Yeah. So I don't know if an umbrella will save you, but...
It's not going to hit Earth.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
They said like
you
debris.
Think we're going to walk in here tomorrow morning and we're going to hear about parts of this thing hitting Earth?
Yes.
I don't.
I know you don't.
I don't.
But you didn't read the article.
Yeah, I did.
Here, I'll read it to you. My God. Standby has to load.
Yeah, I've been reading about this thing for the past few days because it's so close to Earth.
I can't find it. It's on Channel 9. If you go to Channel 9, you'll see it. It says they're saying nothing's going to hit. But then at the end of the article, they say it's probably going to mostly burn up, but chunks of meteorite could fall to Earth. So watch out for chunks of meteorite.
All right.
I don't know.
Don't be outside. Don't be looking up then.
Well, I think it'll fall through your house, don't you?
Yeah, I think it would.
Yeah. I think that would. I can't find it, so that's for another day. Okay, find it on your own. Did I share it? Will you share it on our... Okay, thanks. Let's see here. What was I going to tell you? Oh, this is so creepy. So, Larsa Pippen was married to Scottie Pippen forever, right? And Scottie Pippen was in big competition with Michael Jordan. He felt like he got kind of ripped off with the whole, you know, salary and how Michael Jordan got all the, you know, the celebrityism, if you will, right?
The accolades.
Yeah, the accolades is the right word. And so he was always kind of jealous of Michael Jordan. And in the documentary, he's like, look, I was the one that passed him the ball for him to do all that stuff, right? I didn't take the shot because they wanted Michael to take the shot. Well, anyway, his ex-wife, Larsa, is now totally dating Marcus Jordan. That is so creepy to me.
It is weird.
It's so creepy. Michael Jordan's son is dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
Wasn't she like a babysitter or something at one time for him or something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah, she took
I think so. I think she used to watch the kids for Michael.
Oh, my God.
And now he's
had games and
dating
stuff.
The sitter.
Oh, isn't that weird?
That makes it even more creepy to me.
It does. It's totally weird. Yeah. So, somebody said, I hope I get whacked by an asteroid. Oh, that's sad.
Oh, that means life is bad for you right
that's
now.
That's sad.
If you're hoping for that.
Let me hug you.
Well, you know, if you feel that way, I kind of hope you get whacked too.
Oh my God!
Well, I do. I want them to get what they want.
No, I'm doing a verbal hug. You can help people, you know.
Yeah.
Verbal hug.
I'm on their side. No. If they want to get whacked, no. I hope you do. No. I hope you get whacked
verbal
tonight.
Verbal hug. Everything's gonna be fine. It's just a moment. This is just a moment in your life. Everything will be great. Oh my God! You could never be on one of those hotlines.
Yeah, you couldn't put me there.
No. All right. Anyway, let's see here. Oh my gosh, this just came through. Holy crap! We got a new coach.
We do.
What?
Who's the new coach?
Mike Shanahan.
Oh, no way. Man, I love
Shanahan's coming back.
I love his steaks.
Oh, they are good.
Man, his son is starting to look more and more like Mike every single day. I noticed that over the weekend watching the football game. Yeah, he's the head coach for the 49ers.
Yep.
It, man, he looks like Mike standing over there. It's amazing.
Mike Shanahan is not coming back. I was just, it was a ha, 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 like that, like funny. Because it's all over the news. Like, who's it going to be? We're down to three. Do we have three finalists? What's it going to be? Who's it going to be? It's like, I'm so over it, kind of. You know? Who's going to be the coach of the Broncos? I don't know. But nobody wants that Peyton guy anymore because we feel like he's just playing all of us against each other.
Yeah.
Just trying to get more money.
He's a jerk.
Britney Spears, they called the police because they thought she was... needed a welfare check because she deleted her Instagram. She does this all the time. Why people would call the police,
like,
I don't know.
Every other day she does it.
And then she changed her name to River Red. And Spadil, did you figure out why?
So I actually found something that says, like, fans are scratching their heads at the supposed name change. But there is a movie that came out in 1998 that's about a disturbing, like, family drama. And that movie is called River Red.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, a lot of people were mad at me.
For what?
They thought that Shanahan was really the coach.
Dude, a lot of us Broncos fans want Shanahan back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We definitely miss it. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Sorry. It was a joke. I didn't know that it was like, sorry. Tim Tebow is going to be our quarterback. Jeremy Renner, he's the guy with the big old snowplow. I guess it said that he was trying to save his nephew. He was trying to get his oldest nephew out of the driveway because he was stuck in the snow. And it says, once he was off the piston bully, which is the snowplow, he realized it was heading directly towards his nephew. He feared the piston bully was going to hit his nephew, so he decided to attempt to stop or divert it. He then re-entered the cab of the snowplow by climbing onto its moving track, which caused him to be pulled under the left side track. Oh, my God.
You know, this Jeremy guy, he's not handling this story like I would have.
What do you mean?
Well, because, I mean, it's taken weeks for us to find out about the nephew. I mean, he's a hero for trying to save this nephew, is he not?
Yeah.
And then him taking the brunt of the force of this snowcat?
Yep.
If it had been me. And I'm this Jeremy guy. I would have been bragging about trying to save a life from day one.
Well, except...
You know what I'm saying?
The part as bad is that he didn't put the parking brake on. It kind of never should have happened. Mm-hmm. So that's on him.
I don't know if a parking brake works on those things.
It does.
Well, it might, you know, stop the wheel from turning or the, track. But it probably still would have slid.
Based on the mechanical inspection, the parking brake would have kept the piston bully from moving forward.
It wouldn't have slid down?
That's what it's saying. Huh. That's the end of the story.
He blew it then. Way to go, pal. I would have just let out the story about you saving the nephew. I would have never said the parking brake.
Yeah.
You should have had somebody put that parking brake on and just cover that up.
Exactly.
Now you're dumb.
Just lie about it, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Somebody's saying that Inventing Anna is getting her a new reality show. I thought she was in jail. Inventing Anna. I am Anna. You know, remember Inventing Anna?
Nope.
Well, everybody else does. All right, Gisele Bündchen. She was out and about riding horses with the jiu-jitsu guy. And when you ride horses with a guy, that means you're rawhide.
Yes, it does.
Right? Yeah, the supermodel who divorced NFL star Tom Brady in October looked so happy, they say.
They're doing that whole on a horse splashing through the ocean.
Yep.
Yeah, that just means that you're sleeping together.
Yeah, for sure they are.
Yeah.
She looks a little pasty for being in Brazil. I guess she uses sunscreen.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jesse James Decker, remember her and Eric Pecker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for whatever reason, she wants us all to know that he won't get a vasectomy.
Why not?
He says it takes away his manhood.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, it really doesn't.
It says it takes away his manhood away from him, so he just wants to leave it all intact.
Yeah.
It's not like they chop it off there, stupid.
No.
I mean, come on. Octomom's 8 kids are 14. Is that crazy? They're 14 years old. Man. Yeah, what was her name? Nadia Solman. She has 8 kids. They all turned 14.
You know, I feel like it's been longer than that, though.
I kind of do, too.
You know what? It feels like it's been 20, 25 years to me.
Yeah, it was a long time, that's for sure. You're right.
It can't be. That can't be right.
You're right.
All right, Spadil, look up Octomom.
Okay.
All right. That had to be 20 years ago. I was in Tampa.
I don't know.
And I've been here 20 years.
You said her name's Nadia Soliman?
Yeah.
So this says that she gave birth on July 11th, 1975. Oh, wait, that's when she was born.
Oh. I was like, what?
I thought it was the late 90s these kids were born.
I don't
It says 2009, January 26th.
Wow. Really?
Boy, it sure seems longer.
I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't remember where I was when she got knocked up.
I don't either. I felt like I was in Tampa. That was 22 years ago.
The View farted. I mean, The View didn't fart, but somebody on The View farted, and then TMZ says it was Whoopi. So I want you to all think about Whoopi's bow. Here we go.
It's been reported, but we don't know the specifics. But just real quick, I was...
Good Lord, Whoopi.
Yeah, that was full throttle, man.
You know what they call that?
What?
Whoopi cushion. She's pushing a whooshy. A whoopee cushion.
Pushing a whooshy.
It's been reported, but we don't know the specifics. But
yep, whoopee cushion.
Oh, boy. That's just nasty. Yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell my trash.
Yeah, I kind of wish you hadn't ended on
that
one.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, it was terrible.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, oh, man. There's so many to pick from. Wow, wow, wow.
I can't believe I'm helping you pick.
I know, but and you know what? You've got good taste. You really do. You picked out some cuties on here.
Yeah, the chocolate lover or whatever. She's hot.
Oh, by the way, this is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You can hear us on the Odyssey app for your phone. I'm looking through my emails this morning, and I come across something that says prisoner pen pals.
Yeah.
And so I click on it. And it takes me to a page where you've got incarcerated women that are looking for a pen pal. And I think I'd be excellent at that.
I do, too, because you know what? You would follow up. I'm like, you would do it.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm a motivator. And I'm a king of common sense.
Yeah.
And I could hold a conversation with a pen pal.
But
the only thing
I don't like is they don't tell you what they're in for.
Yeah, that's kind of sketchy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what could it be? I mean, think about it. I mean, larceny.
Larceny.
Bank robbery.
Who comes up with larceny first? Larceny.
I'm not even sure I know what larceny means.
Yeah, I don't know
but
either.
But I like the word.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as it's not like murder one, a boyfriend or husband.
Right, but you don't know
then
that.
Then I think I'm good with it.
But you have no idea.
Yeah, you're right about that. They do need to list. They need to list a couple of things. First of all, what they're in for.
Right.
And the second thing is when the release date is. Because I don't want to be a pen pal with one of these chicks on here.
Yeah.
If she's not going to get out for 25 years and her and I can't go to lunch.
Oh, I thought you wanted them to stay in there so they don't come after you.
Yeah, you don't want them just showing up at your house.
Yeah, you thought of it the wrong way. these women are in prison.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So here's what I think. I think the ones that look like this, I think they killed somebody, but the ones that are like, I think that's larceny.
Yeah. For an example, this Bianca girl.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one I thought was hot?
No. This is completely somebody different.
Okay.
She probably, just looking at her, I'd say she took out a family of 5.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
She looks mean.
Really?
She looks mean. She might have even taken the dog with it.
Oh, my God.
Well, maybe stay away from her then.
Yeah. Just the smiling girls are larceny.
Do you think this would be a good feature on the show?
What's the feature called?
BJ's Pen Pal. Prison Pen Pal.
BJ's
Prison Pen Pal.
And then what? It have like a song going into it? It's time for BJ's
Prison Pen Pal. Yeah. Or we could just play like bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Okay, and then what?
And roll right into the letter that we shared with each other.
Uh-huh.
And what I wrote, you know, just briefly, and what my reply was, what's going on in the big house?
Okay. Well,
you know,
yeah,
what'd you have for dinner last night at the big house?
BJ's jailhouse update.
What's it called?
BJ's jailhouse update.
Jailhouse updates.
Well, that's dumb.
No. And then we can play Jailhouse Rock.
That doesn't roll. Yeah. Jailhouse Update.
Sure. Let's do it.
BJ's Pokey Pen Pal.
Pokey Pen Pal. Yeah, I like it.
All right, Textnado. Textnado 51059. Is that a feature we could put on the show? BJ's Prison Pen Pal.
Pokey.
Pokey Pen Pal.
Yeah.
And then we, you know.
Or how about
we ask, and we ask the girls what they're in for.
How about Bitches from the Pokey?
All right, maybe this isn't such a good idea after all. Maybe we just even, pass on this one.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, BJ and Jamie here.
BJ and Jamie.
What is it?
BJ's pee-pee.
Pee-pee. What's that mean?
Prison pal.
Oh, yeah. BJ's pee-pee. We'll go with that. Yeah, no problem.
I like it.
Now, how are the responses? I haven't read anything.
Oh, they're real good. Everybody wants you to do this.
They do?
Yeah.
So I need to reach out to somebody that's in the old lockup.
Yeah.
And to become their pen pal.
And then somebody said, can we also ask questions?
Sure you can.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, so.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to reach out to a couple of these chicks on here today. We'll try to get three or four on the hook.
I wish you knew how you sounded.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
These are prisoners. Come on.
Oh, my God. They're still humans.
Well, yeah. They're locked up.
Yeah, they are.
They're out of society.
They are.
And we need to know what's going on in their world.
Okay.
We really do, so we can share that. So I'm going to reach out to some of these chicks. I'm going to reach out to some of these chicks today, and I'll see where I can go with this.
All right. Yeah.
See if somebody wants to be a part of the radio show.
Awesome.
You know, you got nothing else to do if you're all locked up and you're doing, you know, three squares a day.
Ooh, you know what you should do is Julie.
Who?
Julie Crisley.
Oh, that would be all time
yes.
right there.
I wonder how I get in touch with her.
We just find her prison. We find her prison and you can just write it.
She's in Lexington, isn't she?
I think she is.
Yeah, Kentucky. Yeah. All right. Let me look into this. See if I can find a prison pal out there for us.
You could write something like, "You want a real man?" Oh.
And I'm the one that sounds creepy. Really? All right, we gotta go.
Yeah, we do.
Everybody, have a great day today. Enjoy your Thursday.
Yay,
wow, Thursday.
Tomorrow's Friday.
And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.